The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us here on this wonderful weekend in Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city. In fact, some people are saying it's soon to be the third largest city. That's right. Right here in Houston, Texas, show number 525. We have tremendous real estate professionals here with us today, and you're going to meet all of them as we begin right now and talk to Candace Wall, Tom Whitaker, Buddy Wall. They are with RE/MAX Associates Northeast. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Wow, sounds like a team right there.
Yeah, right. We have a great team.
So, first of all, Candace, let's tell people about the company.
Well, we're RE/MAX Associates Northeast, and we are located in the heart of Kingwood, Texas. And our agents cover Kingwood, Itasca, Seda, and the surrounding areas and greater Houston.
Well, let's tell people, Candace, in case they're listening, say, outside of Houston, when we think of Kingwood, give them an idea where that is in relationship to Houston, Texas, and about how far are you from the downtown area?
We're about 20 to 25 miles north of Houston, and we're located near Intercontinental Airport.
And then also with your team today, you have Tom and Buddy. So first of all, Tom, let's tell people your role with the company.
So I came on with RE/MAX. I'm the newer addition to RE/MAX Associates Northeast. I'm the director of development. So I'm in charge of recruiting, retention, and overall business development too.
It's a big, those are big jobs.
Yeah, big jobs. I'm happy to dive in with both feet and to help the company out. So.
And, of course, also with us is Buddy Wall. He is the broker owner. Buddy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Well, let's tell people your role with the company, Buddy.
Well, I'm the broker for our office, and my primary responsibility is to work directly with all of the agents. I help them with growing their business. I help them with difficult issues if they come up. I give them suggestions. And my main role is, since I'm a non-competing broker, meaning I do not sell and list properties, I dedicate my full time to our agents and give them everything that they need to grow their business along with the rest of our great staff.
And about how many agents do you have on the team, Buddy?
We have 60 agents at this time.
Wow, that's quite a team.
Well, it is, and we're awfully busy. The average number of years in the business for our agents is probably around 12 to 15 years. So we've got a very seasoned group of agents that do a lot of business, you know, for our area.
That sounds awesome. Candace, that sounds what a team you have. Give us an idea right now as we look ahead at this part of the year. We're in the midway point. So many dynamics are happening with interest rates and everything else. What's your outlook as the months will progress? What are you looking for when you have the 60 people, when you have a meeting and talk to everyone about, hey, this is what's happening in the marketplace? What's your viewpoint?
We discuss with our agents all the time, you know, constantly honing their skills and making them, supporting them in a way that they can be the best that they can be. And the market is in a downturn, but our agents are still very busy, and they're encouraging their clients to go ahead and purchase a home if they find a home that they really like, and then refinance when the interest rates return to a lower.
Well, also, let's give people an idea. Kingwood, I guess one of the taglines is the livable forest. At least it used to be. I don't know if they're still using it, but it's a beautiful area. Give people an idea of some of the things that draw people to the Kingwood area at Atascocita.
So our area is, we always say that it's stepping back in time a little bit because it has a very community feel to it. I remember my brother, when the first time he came to see me, he was like, "You've moved to Disneyland." And we've got like everything's perfectly manicured. We have so many trails, we have golf courses, and just in excellent schools. And so that really sets Kingwood apart. We always come together as a community. People are always willing to pitch in and help out, which is a great aspect to Kingwood, Atascocita area.
Before we started recording, you mentioned something about there's a uniqueness or a little bit of a story of how your team came together you might want to tell us about.
So my father-in-law, my husband and I raised our children in Kingwood from birth to now my youngest has graduated. We really wanted to have something where we could give back to the community. We love Kingwood. And my father-in-law, having been in the business as a broker.
Pointing, your father-in-law is Buddy that we just talked to, right?
Yes. Yes. So he was broker at the time, and we started looking at, in 2016, we purchased the company, and we've been very passionate about helping people find their dream homes.
Well, and that's awesome. It's also pretty interesting as companies and in real estate and in other fields, how families get together and put things together and do business together with others. It's exciting.
Yes, it is. We're celebrating this year, our 45th year at RE/MAX Associates Northeast. We're planning big celebrations. This year, we're going to have like a client appreciation where we're going to have a big barbecue and a big event and DJ in our parking lot of our office building at RE/MAX Associates Northeast.
Sounds pretty exciting. A radio host might even make an appearance there.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Well, Tom, give us an idea. As far as when people, there are so many realtors in Houston, I would think one of the challenges for the realtor and also brokers to find the right matchup with a broker and the agent. Give us an idea of some of the things you look for and that you want people to know in case they're out there wanting to make a change or maybe they just got their license. Who knows?
It is. It's important to find the right match. That's key. Most agents, somewhere around 30%, say culture defines their decision in the broker that they want to, want to join up with. And culture is important because you need to enjoy what you do, for a living, right? And realize that we're all independent contractors in this industry, and we do our own business, but you still kind of have to have that community. So culture is big. And what I tell agents is, when you're looking for culture, we represent a winning culture. And I don't say that to be boastful or egotistical, right? Success breeds success, right? And so when you're in an environment, when you're working with top producers day in and day out, rubbing shoulders, getting that that camaraderie with people that are producing and we're celebrating their success, you naturally gravitate towards that energy. You want to exceed yourself, you want to excel yourself, and so that's a big key when you're trying to define culture to an agent. To me, that's important, an important aspect of culture.
And I think Candace mentioned earlier, as far as the education, education is so important in any field, but in real estate, it's so dynamic. And also there are changes right and left. Mm-hmm. So give us an idea of some of the educational things that happen with the agents, either in terms of meetings or however you communicate to this large team.
Yeah, we do, monthly, even masterminds, very high level mastermind sessions, offsite. So it's a little more fun, right? To be engaged with the agents and top producers and just really talk about what's going on in the market, how we can help each other, how we can improve, what's our tactics, what's our marketing efforts, you know, all that stuff. We really like to get our agents feel for that. So that's an important thing to us. We also have the office meetings, and RE/MAX as a franchise provides world-class training and education as well. So when you come into a RE/MAX franchise, there's all sorts of free online educational resources from a world-class broker like RE/MAX. So plenty of ways to educate yourself in a RE/MAX environment.
Certainly the name is known far and wide. We're talking with Candace Wall, Tom Whitaker, and Buddy Wall. Buddy, give us an idea, just a quick word on some of the things that you see here today in the world of real estate, how it's changed. You've seen a lot of changes, I would think. We all have, even just in the past month. But as we look at decades past, give us an idea where you think this thing's going.
Yeah, I really have. I've been in the business quite a few years. I've seen a lot of changes. Not in just the way that we go about using the different tools that are available. But one thing I've seen over all the years is that the basics never change in real estate. That's why it's a good profession for a lot of different types of people to look for. You've got to have the ability to be consistent. You've got to really love the business. You've got to be able to really want to help the people and see them succeed in either selling or buying their homes. The biggest changes that have occurred is there's a lot of more documents now than there were when I started. So that's one thing. We have to keep up with those. I spend a lot of time doing that, looking at new reports, new contracts, new addenda, different things. And my role is to keep our agents aware of all of that going on. And right now, but again, the basics are the same. You've got to stay in touch with people. You've got to really enjoy working and helping people. The way you go about doing that now has been one of the bigger changes. Now that we have Facebook and we have Twitter and we have all of the different social media platforms that agents can use now that can help them stay in touch better with their past clients. That's the real key to our business.
No doubt. It's good to know the basics, practice the basics. That's key to success. And then adapt to all the dynamic changes along the way. Candace, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know?
I would love for people to come out and visit us in Kingwood and tell everyone that our agents are the cream of the crop. And they're very experienced, and we have the best team and brokerage around.
Candace, let's tell people how they can reach you at RE/MAX Northeast.
You can call me at our office at 281-348-3085.
And Tom Whitaker, let's say someone wants to reach out and find out more about becoming a RE/MAX agent.
Absolutely. Feel free to call us at that same number. You can email me directly, tomw4remax@gmail.com. Happy to talk to you.
The number again is?
281-348-3085.
And Buddy, before we close the segment, what else do you want people to know?
Well, the main thing I want the folks out there to know is that we are really in a position with the type of agents that we have to be able to adjust and change with what's going on in real estate. A lot of things are changing. We spend a lot of time going through that, working with buyers on helping them buy the home they're looking for, helping sellers adjust to the marketplace and get their homes in a position to be sold to. So that's our primary responsibility.
Sounds good. And again, everybody, the number is 281-348-3085. Thank you, Candace, Tom, and Buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
As we continue, let's talk to Roxy McDonald. Her company is called Elite Real Estate. Roxy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Nervous, but happy.
You know, I'm nervous too, but I'm always nervous 24/7, even when I sleep. And in the meantime, real estate's so exciting. So you're going to have some tremendous things for people to know about. But first of all, let's tell them about your company, Elite Real Estate Services.
Yes, we are a boutique brokerage that is located in Missouri City, which is Fort Bend County. I have been with Elite for about 10 years, but I've been a realtor for a little over 17.
And certainly when we think about changes, 17 years, and as I said earlier, even 1 year in this dynamic market,
yes.
But 17 years, you've seen some things
and you've seen
a change.
Yes. It's funny that you bring that up. When I first moved here, because I'm originally from California, don't hate me.
But oh, I love California.
I'm originally from California. And when I first moved here, we used to use KeyMap and MapQuest to get around.
Oh, yeah, I remember those KeyMaps.
I'm so thankful for GPS. You had no idea, because learning Houston, even though LA is huge, but Houston was a whole different ballgame for me.
Well, you answered my question. So you're from the LA area?
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles. I've lived in Northern California, but mainly Southern California.
You ever go to Laguna Beach?
All the time.
I love
Laguna
that spot.
Laguna Beach, driving down to Malibu along Sepulveda. Yeah.
If I were a surfer, I would go to Salt Creek Beach right there in Laguna Beach and Dana Point area. Beautiful, and beautiful weather they have.
Yeah.
It's just really awesome. But meanwhile, a lot of Californians, I don't know if you run into them in your real estate work here in Houston, but we hear so much about people from California that are on the way and have even made this their home in the last couple of years. Do you run into them?
Yeah, I've actually met quite a few people just from showing homes or referrals from some of my realtor friends back home. I actually am working with an investor from California who is purchasing some properties out here. So,
right now?
Mm-hmm.
So the investor in California, and certainly don't mention names, but this person, are they going to move to Houston or they're just going to stay in California and invest in Houston?
Well, there's a couple of them. One of them is buying and flipping homes. I'm sorry.
They're buying homes
here to flip,
but they're going to stay in California.
Yes, staying in California.
And enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
At least theoretically, right?
Exactly. You'd be surprised. A lot of the weather is kind of the same. It's just more humid out here. But
it certainly is, yeah. So what is it that attracts them about Houston, do you think, when you talk to them?
Definitely the price of the homes out here. You can get way more for your money. Just to give you an example, my home that I sold out in California before I moved here, I bought it for, I think it was like $225 or something like that. Very old, built in 1940, only had two bedrooms, one bath. And when I sold it, after only owning it for 2 years, was able to sell it for $425. So like double of what I purchased it for. And out here, that would have been like a shack somewhere. So, you know, you could get more bang for your buck out here, most definitely.
Well, there's no doubt about that. But also, so you're also helping people within the city move from one part to the other. So
yes.
Give us an idea of how the marketplace is in the world. And so, well, let's take Fort Bend, for example. Mm-hmm. For those listening outside of Houston, that's kind of southeast a little bit of the center of town.
Mm-hmm.
How's the market there in Fort Bend?
It's doing really well. And actually, a lot of Missouri City is they're building it up. The Fort Bend Toll Road actually extended a little further. I don't know exactly where it stopped now. I know I got lost on it the other day, but they have extended it. They've just built a new entertainment complex off of Fort Bend Toll Road and Highway 6. So it's really growing. So.
And also for those listening outside of Houston, we have a town in Fort Bend called Sugarland.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great to have a town with that with the name Sugarland? It just sounds like a nice place.
Yes.
And how are things in Sugarland? You cover the Sugarland area, I'm assuming.
Yes, I have been. Most of my clients lately have been in the Houston area, though. So, but our office is in Missouri City, Fort Bend. But I have had a couple of clients, like right on the, like in between Sugarland and Missouri City. But I've mainly been working in Houston and Katy area lately.
And right now in your work that you're doing lately, are you helping more buyers or more sellers, or is it 50-50?
It's kind of been 50-50
because
a couple of the clients that I'm working with are buying and selling. So like I have one client right now, we just put in an offer for her and she's going to have to put her home on the market. So, you know, it's been like 50-50. So, and I also work with renters too.
And as far as renters that want to buy homes?
No, renters that want to
rent. People that want to rent.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that even as an agent, we can help you find a rental home if needed. And we can negotiate the same way we would when you want to purchase a home.
They know now.
They know now.
Because you're on the radio talking to millions of people.
Woohoo!
Theoretically. So, well, that's pretty, and that's a good point because not everybody needs or wants to buy a home,
right.
Especially if you take someone that moved from another state. They want
exactly.
to get the feel for things. So give us a word on how the market is for someone renting? Let's say they came from, I will pick a different state, Indiana, and they get a job in Houston and they say, hey, Roxy McDonald, we want to rent instead of buy. How do you go about helping the renter?
Mainly I ask them where are they going to be working at, because since they don't know the area, I don't want to put them, like, say if they are living way on one side of town and then they, you know, their job is on, you know, another. Right. So I try to find out where they're going to be working. If they have children, do they need to be near like an elementary, or are their children high school age? So we take everything into account. It's very similar to when you are finding someone a home to buy. You know, you want to use the same kind of parameters so that they are going to like where they live and not like regret, oh, I bought this and I have to do a, I mean, rented this house and it's an hour commute to my job. So, you know, I try to find out the things that are important to them. Like if they also, if they need to know about different activities, like for the kids or for themselves too.
Well, it makes me think about someone that, whether they rent or buy, the real estate professional like you or anyone else, your responsibility is even greater because you become an ambassador for Houston.
Exactly.
A tool in terms of knowledge.
Yes.
Because they're not going to know all these things from moving from another place, most likely, unless they've been here a lot. So,
right.
Yeah, you're all real estate professionals become ambassadors of the city, of a particular neighborhood or a town.
Yep.
We're on to something.
Exactly. I have some renters from last year. They were moving from California. They were moving to Missouri City. I went through and found out all like 10 restaurants that were near them, 10 activities, where they can get medicine from, where the hospitals were, where the vets were. So, you know, when they got here, they weren't like trying to figure out like, oh, I have a dog, you know, where can I take them to the vet? You know, I gave them main things that they can do, you know, around that was within like 5 mile radius of their rental home. So they weren't like kind of lost once they got out here.
So many things that you have to think about, right?
Yeah.
So as far as getting the word out, certainly you're here today on the radio, but when you market yourself, how do you get your word out for people to call you? Because there are so many real estate realtors here in Houston.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate yourself?
A lot of my business comes from referrals, but I am on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
Which one do you get the most results?
Really referrals, but probably Facebook.
Yeah. So as far as social media, because I think Facebook is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I do, like I said, I take that back. I would say Instagram.
Oh,
Instagram,
really?
Yeah. Yes. Instagram, I think, has been better for me than Facebook. But then I get like a lot of referrals from people and then, you know, they follow me on Instagram. But yeah.
Well, do any of the social media platforms help you find people that are out of state, or let's say again in California, or help them find you?
That's where my investor came from.
How about that?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? They found you. You're promoting things on social media.
Well, we have been following each other for some years, and I just posted that I had helped a mutual friend buy a house, and then he's like, hey, I forgot. Yeah, you can help me.
All right. So this next moment we're going to call Instagram tips from Roxy McDonald.
Uh-oh.
At least give us one. I mean, it might be your secret sauce, but give us one Instagram tip that you found after using Instagram for X period of time to where you said, oh, this is what works.
Consistency, obviously, number one, but just be yourself. People want to work with, like they say, know, like, and trust. And when you're yourself, you know, on Instagram, they know exactly who they're going to meet. You know, they know, they kind of have a idea of your personality, and they will know because they know themselves if you guys are going to be a good match. So you usually know when somebody reaches out to you, it's because they've been watching you. And so they know how you are. And I think people with me, they're going to know I'm kind of laid back. I'm not real like, you know, like a stick in the mud kind of, you know, I smile a lot. I joke a lot. And so they're already going to know that, you know, they could just come to me being themselves as well.
All right. One Facebook tip. And
the
this one's
same.
For me. It's the same thing.
I would say, consistent. Yeah, the same thing. Just really just being yourself. They know that like when we go look at a house, if you tell me you want my real opinion, I'm going to give you my real opinion on it. So if there's something I don't like, I'm going to let you know. Or if you've told me, oh, I really want to have an office, and we look at a house that doesn't have an office, I'm going to remind them, remember, you wanted an office. Are you going to be happy? You know, so I'm going to bring it up.
Sounds awesome. Roxy McDonald, Elite Real Estate Services. Roxy, before we close the segment, what else do you want people to know?
You can reach me to buy, sell, or invest, or even rent.
Rent.
And it's Roxy with a Y. That's what you kept asking me when I came
in.
R-O-X-Y. It's not short for Roxanne. But yes, you can reach me at 713-992-9685. That is my direct line. 713-992-9685.
Thank you so much, Roxy McDonald.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Arturo Arredondo. He is with eXp Realty. Arturo, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Bill? Good to be here.
Doing great. Great outfit today. You have a Houston Astros hat. And also, let's tell people, first of all, about your company, eXp, and the shirt you're wearing is Hugh Lux Homes.
Yes, so I am. eXp Realty is the brokers that I work with. Hugh Lux Homes is like my own brand that I created myself. We are able to have like our own company within the company, as otherwise, like in other words, and Hugh Lux Homes is my brand.
That's a nice shirt there.
Thank you.
So let's tell people, as far as the area geographically you spend most of your time, Arturo.
Well, I was born and raised in Houston. I actually grew up off Monroe near Hobby Airport. So I do work a lot in the Houston market, but I currently reside in Richmond near Pecan Grove. So I sell quite a few homes in that area since I live there as well.
So as far as in your current activity, are you helping more buyers or sellers, or 50-50?
I also am pretty 50-50 because I help them buy and then sell wherever they previously lived.
So you got a few listings right now, probably.
Currently, I don't, actually. We're kind of in a soft market, and this year I have been helping quite a bit more buyers. I'm currently helping a family move buy a second home here from New York.
So as far as your outlook on the marketplace here for the next couple months, how excited or optimistic are you?
I'm a very optimistic individual, so I like to always stay optimistic. I believe right now we are currently in a downturn. I've only been in real estate for 6 years now. So I know during COVID, I feel like we had a bunch of people get licensed, and homes were selling really fast with that 2-3% interest rate, and everyone was making a killing. But now I think that it's kind of slowed down. A lot of those agents are struggling and falling out of the business.
Well, you know, 6 years can seem like a lifetime sometimes, depending on the years, right?
Well, it's definitely in real estress life.
Well, when we think of the interest rate, yeah, it might create a little bit of a downturn. But are you really seeing the interest rate put that much of a damper on the marketplace? Maybe it is.
I think where it's hurting us is on listings on the market. I believe we're a bit lower in inventory than we usually are due to people not wanting to let go that 2-3% that they locked in 2020. And I mean, which is understandable.
As far as cash buyers, you run into any of the cash buyers?
I've had a few.
See, the cash buyer's not going to worry about the interest rate,
oh,
right?
For sure.
So as far as you're in real estate now 6 years, so apparently you did something else prior to real estate. What was your inspiration to be in the real estate world here in Houston?
Actually, what put me in the real estate world is my mom was one of the people who was struggling to keep her home during the 2007-2008 recession we had, because she was one of the people that was duped into getting an interest-only loan, which now those are illegal, thank God. But so she was struggling with them constantly raising the rate on her year after year. Finally, she was able to get in a position where she was able to refinance and get into a more loan that worked about more in her favor. And so I wanted to get licensed to better represent people like her and in my community that don't have the best representation when making such big deals like in real estate.
So here you are 6 years, and now that you're in it for this amount of time, are you excited about it? Are you happy that you're in the real estate world? And what do you love the most about it?
I love the relationships that I get to build and being able to know that I give it my all to best represent my clients and make sure that they get the best deal in their favor at all times. And I like to pride myself in always being available to my clients. I have held open houses on Christmas Eve and closed deals on Christmas Day.
And tell us more about Hugh Lux Homes. And for people not looking at his shirt, which is anyone outside of this room, it's H-O-U-L-U-X Homes. Where'd you come up with the name?
I really love being from Houston, so I had to incorporate the HOU. Prior to real estate, I actually worked in the airport for 5 years bartending, and I just got to meet so many individuals, and I really enjoyed that atmosphere a lot. So, and I enjoy traveling, so that's where the HOU kind of got incorporated.
So which airport? The big airport?
Hobby, actually. The small
Hobby.
One.
So as far as that, the unique perspective of serving drinks, a bartender, drinks of all kinds at an airport, where right away when I go to an airport, I'm fascinated because it's such a great people-watching experience.
That was my favorite part of working there.
To say the least. Absolutely. But you're not only getting to see all these people from all over the place, you're getting to talk to them. Give us a word about that, some more about the experience. That sounds like fun.
I honestly really enjoyed it, and I feel like I still get it in real estate as well, which is another, I'm going to ad lib that, you know, why people should definitely have realtors when trying to sell their home, because for sale by owner, you just don't really get the audience that you would if you use a realtor and they can really put the efforts into marketing and getting your property out there. When I've had listings, I've got calls from people in Denver, Washington, New York. I mean, places that I would never even think are looking at properties for sale in Houston, Texas, but they are.
Well, in using social media, I'm assuming you use social media as well.
Sir.
What's your most effective platform?
Facebook and Instagram. Instagram for sure. I've gotten a lot of deals off Instagram.
I think after the show, I'm going to revisit my Instagram account if you're getting that kind of the results there. But as far as Facebook, what do you do with Facebook? You put listings on there or what?
I use it more for just interacting with my sphere and the people that I know, letting them know that I do real estate. I do it every day, and letting them know the successes that I have with the clients that do trust in me to help them with the process.
Let's say you have a listing. You're talking to me or someone else about a listing agreement or selling their home. What are some of the things in this market where, yeah, it's a little bit, maybe in some areas, a softer market. What are some of the things you're telling them when you list the home with them to say, to get them ready for the proper expectations?
I definitely always advise to take a look at the market. It's always good to look at listings in your own neighborhood and see, one, for pricing, but two, to also see how the homes are shown. I know, like, cluttered homes or homes that have really had no updates or renovations in, you know, over 10 years, they really will sit on the market. And if people really want to get top dollar, especially in this softer market, you're really going to have to put, you know, that work into. You know, it is possible and you can get top dollar in today's market. You just got to be really competitive to what else is on the market.
And give us an idea of the buyer's experience right now. So let's say someone comes to you and they want to buy a home. Then they say, I have X amount of dollars that I want to spend. And let's say they're a cash buyer. Let's make it easy. They want to buy a home, X dollars. How do you prepare to show them what they're looking for and for it to be a successful experience so they end up with the best home possible?
Well, number one always starts with listening. You got to make sure you're listening to your client and understanding what goals they're trying to achieve with either their buy, with their purchase, and make sure that all the necessary steps are taken, because some people will just come and tell you they want to buy, but they don't tell you that they have a home they have to sell before they can make that purchase. So definitely want to ask the right questions and get them properly set up to help them make that purchase as smooth process as possible.
Exactly. Listening is such a key.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. And you have to ask the right questions.
Yes, sir.
So as far as, let's go back to the idea of people from out of state. They reach out to you every now and then, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir.
What states, other than California, I'm guessing there's Californians that are calling you, but outside of California, are you helping anyone else in other states?
I've helped someone move here from Denver, Colorado, and I'm currently helping someone move here from New York, New York.
How about that? So let's take the person from New York, New York City. What are they looking for here as far as generalized description?
Top-rated schools and hopefully a pool.
So they're going to actually move from the city of New York. What a dramatic difference that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the process of that right now?
Yes. And also I sent them over some relocation info with all the top rated schools in and around the Houston area, as well as the fathers on the police force. So I gave them all the information to all the local police departments to the neighborhoods with the top rated schools. So he can start kind of figuring out if they want to make the move here to make this their permanent home or not.
That'd be pretty exciting just to follow up with them. Once you center in on what property they end up buying, the dramatic lifestyle difference. That's going to be fun, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been honestly a pleasure to work with them. I've only dealt with them over the phone right now, but I can't wait to meet them. They fly in July 7th.
So they're coming in July. Well, it'll be nice and cool then for them, too. Right. We're talking with Arturo Arredondo. He's with eXp Realty and Hugh Lux Homes. Give us an idea of some of the other things. And by the way, how did they find you in New York?
They called off of a listing that I had in spring.
How about that? And the listing was on the HAR or yes, on your Facebook?
It was a listing I sold in spring. I actually was able to sell that one in 3 days last year. And I was helping them for a bit, and then they kind of lost communication. And they reached out to me like 2 months ago and said they were ready, and we've been talking since.
Isn't it interesting how these things are all connected or get connected in these ways from far and wide?
Absolutely.
Super awesome. Arturo, before we close the segment, what else do you want people to know?
That I'm your agent that's always available to you. And
always?
Always. Anytime, call me 346-464-5719. I always answer my phone. 346-464-5719.
Thank you so much, Arturo.
Thank you, Bill.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart of Insurance, with a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers. Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risk. Here he is, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance.
Bill, always a pleasure.
Once again, John, the shows are always fascinating, at least from my perspective, and I certainly hope the listeners as well, because we have fantastic guests each and every time.
We really do, and when I visit with folks about the show, that's one of the things that they always speak of is, one, how good our guests are and how much they learn each time they listen.
And what I find fascinating is I'll ask the same question many times over, and yet answers are different, and also perspectives are different. It's fascinating.
It really is. It really is. It's what makes Real Estate Matters work for, what was the number? 525.
Once again, a palindrome, 525-525, either way.
That's fantastic.
But people also love insurance, the icing on the cake many times.
Well, it's definitely the rating spike. That's correct, yes.
The ratings are just, I feel the climb like a roller coaster right yes, now. What have you brought for us today, John?
Well, it's been a while since we've talked about specifically what are the elements of an insurance plan. So I thought that we would use an errors and omissions plan as kind of the basis to work from that, because the real estate broker listeners that we have, the realtors listeners that we have, the property management firms, the independent title and attorney agents, they all should consider errors and omissions coverage. So I thought that would kind of be the basis that we could work from to have that conversation. And just as a reminder, in a sense, errors and omissions is malpractice insurance for a business, if you will. You know, doctors have a malpractice coverage in case they make a mistake. So an errors and omissions coverage is just that, mistakes made or services failed to be provided. So somebody feels that you made a mistake in helping them buy or sell a home or manage their property or close their home, or maybe you failed to provide the services that you had promised. That's where a claim could come into play, and where an errors and omissions policy could help with defense and some of the settlement costs.
No doubt it's a very important policy.
So you would want to start, if you're looking at an errors and omissions policy, generally speaking, you're going to start off with the declarations page. And that simply is the key information about the policy. It's going to tell you if it's a claims made or an occurrence policy. They're going to let you know who the named insured is, what's the policy period, so the coverage of the policy. It'll give you the contact information for the insurance company, how long the coverage is there, what are the limits, so how much is coverage is allowed per issue, and then for the life of the policy. It'll give you a feel for the deductible, any additional benefits that might be with the policy, what the retroactive date is, what the premium is, and the cost of insurance. So that's the first thing you would want to look for, is what is my deductible. That gives me kind of an overview or a snapshot of the coverage that you have. Then you'll get into very specific elements of the coverage. So what is truly provided by the plan? What was the intent of the plan? So you'll look at the insuring agreement, any supplementary payments that you would be eligible for, any additional benefits that might be there. that also houses a definitions page. So if you're not sure what a term means, it'll be defined in that page. And many times it'll be highlighted throughout the document so that you can turn around and go and find what that definition of that specific area is. What the exclusions are, so things that aren't covered. So that's just as important as what is covered. You'll learn what's not covered, so the exclusion section. And then any conditions. So, for example, if there were to be a settlement, what were the conditions of the settlement go? So that's what you would find in the coverage segment section. The next one you would want to look at would be the endorsements. And all that section does is provide you any changes or additions. So we're going to change, we've got a change to the type of coverage that we're providing. Or there's an addition to the policy maybe that's not normally there. Maybe there's an endorsement that a specific state requires. So, for example, there could be an endorsement in the state of Texas for errors and omissions that you might not find in the state of South Carolina. So what is that? What is that endorsement? And then the last thing that you would want to take a look at would be just the terms and conditions. That's basically the agreements that you've agreed to, what you've agreed to as far as the policy, both your responsibility as the insured and the insurer's, the insurance company's responsibility, and any rules that might be set up. So, you know, greater details into the limits, greater details into the deductibles. What happens if there's a claim? How do we handle the defense? You know, if there is defense, who takes control of that with working with the attorneys? You know, are there pre-claims assistance available? And if so, what's that information? So that's what the terms and conditions comes into play.
So when I have an E&O policy, I get all this.
You get all that. That's correct.
Fascinating reading.
Well, it really is. And it's important to read and understand or work with your insurance advisor to go through it to understand, because while the declaration page is critical and that does give you that snapshot to truly understand what is and is not provided, it's worth investing the time to either on your own or with your insurance advisor to go through the policy so you truly understand what is and isn't covered in the plan. Or if there are sublimits or less than the liability limit, what areas have sublimits?
This is why we have an insurance segment, because it's just not clear cut, but the details are there. And as you're using the example of an E&O policy, this applies to, I'm thinking of even my car insurance or home insurance. There is a declaration page on, would it be safe to say on every insurance policy?
That would be safe to say. So it's going to tell you, again, what your limits are, what coverages you do and don't have. But again, it's important to follow through with that policy to understand what coverages are truly not there, because sometimes there may be an assumption that you've got coverage and you get into the exclusion section, you find out you don't, or maybe you don't have it at the level that you thought you did.
There you go. Super awesome stuff there, John.
Well, it truly is. But it's important, and as our guests, all of our guests have talked about today, the details do matter. And it's worth working with a professional, whether it be a real estate broker or a realtor or an insurance advisor, to make sure that you do understand whether it's, you know, the best way to buy a home or the best way to sell a home or the best way to cover the home or the best way to provide coverage for your real estate business, to work with a professional that can help you guide you through that process.
There's no doubt details are all over each and every real estate transaction, whether it's residential, commercial, not even to mention renting and leasing properties. Details are so important, and they're ever changing too in the insurance world as well as real estate.
Well, absolutely. There are ever changing, and we're seeing, especially on the business side, but we're also seeing this some on the personal line side, where the insurance companies they have expectations of us as their partner, if you will. So if they're going to take the risk and offset some of our risk onto their shoulders, they have some expectations of us. Are we doing things to minimize risk in how we do business? You know, are we using multifaceted authentication for our emails and to get into our systems? Are we limiting who has access, you know, to our systems? Do we have risk management processes in place that we follow on a regular basis? Are we using protected lines? Are we saving our data? Are we protecting our data? Are we backing it up? Are we driving responsibly? Do we have things in our home that would increase the risk? They're all looking at both, whether it's a personal lines company or a commercial lines business insurance company, they're all looking at elements like that, and there's going to be expectations that we're doing things on our end to minimize the risk in order for them to step up and help offset some of that risk from us onto the insurance company.
Fascinating. John, what else should we know?
Well, if you'd like to be properly insured, and all that really means is whether it's for your personal insurance, home, wind, auto, flood, investment property, watercraft, or for your business, whether you're a real estate broker, a realtor, independent title and attorney agent, or property management firm, being properly insured simply means that you understand what coverage you have, what risk you're taking on yourself versus what risk you're passing on to the insurance company. And if you're comfortable with that decision, whether it's the most robust coverage there is or very conservative coverage, in our eyes, you're properly insured. And that's where we would like the opportunity to help you out.
How can people reach you?
They can reach us at 866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. They can learn more about us at stewartinsurance.com, or they can email us at stewartinsurance@stewart.com.
And the Kingwood hotline
is? The Kingwood hotline is 866-798-2827. And we just have a brand new Missouri City hotline, and that's 866-798-2827.
If you're in Laguna Beach, you're a surfer, you want to be properly insured, what should you do?
Bra, 866-798-2827.
Thank you so much, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance. Here he is.
Thank you, Bill.
All the way from our Sugar Land and Fort Bend office, Kevin Davidson, developing business in a tremendous way, 24/7. Kevin, quick word, what's going on?
Everything's going on. We got a lot of classes coming up, and we have a special guest speaker that's going to be coming up at the end of July. You know him very well, Mr. Steve Rosenberg.
I had a feeling, you know, he needs to be on the show. I reached out to him, and the date didn't work, so he's on the list to revisit.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
We'll get him up.
But yeah, he's going to be the end of July, and then in September, back in September, he's going to do a real huge event. So. Other than that, just you know me and my CE classes, educating agents, helping them with their marketing, and bringing in title contracts.
Sounds good. And also your podcast. People can find your podcast on YouTube by going to
Kevin's Corner, Real Estate from a Marketing Perspective. We're doing episode number 57 this week. And I want to thank Bill, because if it wasn't for Bill, I wouldn't be doing the podcast.
Me?
Yeah, you,
oh,
Mr.
Man.
Bill Knappig.
Hey.
You helped me get where I'm at.
Well, you know, our show, that's the beginning of our show. We set out to inform, inspire, and entertain. So yes. Maybe we're hitting one of the bases.
Like-minded.
Super awesome. Kevin, what's the phone number?
832-654-0527.
Sounds good. Once again?
832-654-0527.
Kevin Davidson.
Thank you, Bill.
Here we are. As we wrap up the show, they are back. Candace Wall, Tom Whitaker, and Buddy Wall with RE/MAX Associates Northeast. Hey, guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
I love that part where you all talk at once. It's like, it's
like
awesome.
We're all in unison.
You are in unison. And that's what real estate is like, putting all the elements together in a harmonious way for buyers and sellers. Right, Buddy?
Yeah, that's correct. It's always important to have those segments together and having the right people in the right place, being able to do their jobs in the very best way they can. We're extremely fortunate in our company to have really quality staff in every segment of the company that helps our agents grow.
And Buddy, how long have you been in the real estate world?
I've been in the world now since 1974. And that equates out to, God, what, 45 years or,
a while.
Or something like this?
Well, been 50.
And Tom, what do you want people to know again about what you're doing, recruiting and developing the company?
Mostly what I want to do when I talk to people that come into the office is really, my background, I've spent the last 8 years in the real estate coaching and training industry. So I've talked to agents from East Coast to West Coast, all over, thousands of agents, right? And this topic has come up quite often as I speak to them, as they consider where they want to hang their license, who they want to be affiliated with. And it was always about lead with revenue. Okay, you make your decision based on your best opportunity to make money. That's what we're in this business for. RE/MAX can represent, that for an agent. The average RE/MAX does at least 3 transactions more than its nearest competitor. So what does that mean in a revenue standpoint? Don't always look at the cost, look at revenue opportunities. And you work hard in this business, right? So you need a brand that supports you and works just as hard as you do. So look for the value, look for the opportunity, look for the revenue.
A quick word, as far as the recruiting aspect, certainly a lot of recruiting takes place within Houston, Houston, Texas real estate licenses and so forth. But do you ever get a call from someone that's moving from another state that says, hey, I'm a realtor in Indiana and I want to be a Texas realtor? Do you get that call?
I have. I've gotten a few of those.
Because people move here.
From Florida, right? Somebody coming from Florida wanting to explore, and vice versa. We've got an agent right now that's looking to join RE/MAX, but also wants to hang their license in a Louisiana office. So we can support that agent from our office and as well as in Louisiana under the RE/MAX brand.
Fascinating. And if someone wants to reach out to you and learn more about RE/MAX?
Best thing to do is call me directly. My direct line is 281-348-3085. Be happy to schedule a confidential appointment with you.
The number again is?
281-348-3085.
And Candace, what else do you want people to know about what you're doing? Sounds like a very exciting market and exciting times for your company, RE/MAX Associates Northeast.
It is. I want people to know if they're looking for, again, we're located, Kingwood, Atascocita area is located near George Bush International Airport. And we have, again, a great community, great schools, a lot of different activities. And we have the best staff, our most dedicated, passionate agents that can help you either sell or find your dream home.
And Candace, as you're leading the company in a tremendous way, give us a word on how you stay organized, because there's so many things involved in leading people, inspiring people, and all the things related.
So each week we have different activities for our agents and that are always educating them. And that's another thing I'd like to add. If you're an agent and would like to join us, call Tom. Our staff is amazing.
Sounds and good, yeah.
It keeps everything. We're a well-run, oiled machine that does really well.
And you
and
have
that's
this
how
big
we stay
event
organized.
You have the big event coming up again, right?
Yes, our 45th year in business celebration for all of our clients, and we expect to see you there.
Just send an invite. It's that easy. Let's tell people the number again. Candace?
281-358-8888. 281-358-8888.
Candace Wall, Tom Whitaker, and Buddy Wall.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you all.
And she's back.
Yes.
Roxy McDonald, Elite Real Estate Services. Roxy,
yes.
Well, here you are.
Here I am.
Welcome back. Did you miss me?
Yes,
there you go. That's what I thought. So here we are, a final thought as we conclude the show. What else do you want people to know?
I am here to help you buy, sell, or invest, or even rent real estate. I love working with investors. As I mentioned before, I'm working with some out-of-state investors, and I've been able to be kind of like a project manager for them, and so it's been really fun helping out.
Doing all these different things in the real estate world, no doubt about it. Thank you so much, Roxy McDonald. The phone number is?
713-992-9685. 713-992-9685.
Thank you so much. Arturo Arredondo is right here. Arturo, Hulux Homes, Houlux Homes. As we close things down, it's me and you, Arturo.
All right. I also would like to just point out that EXP Brokerage, when I joined, it was the fastest growing brokerage globally. I really have enjoyed the company a lot, especially with the freedom that we have. It's a cloud-based business. I can access, anything I need in the business from my laptop at any time. And I think one common hurdle that you hear is that it's not as the culture isn't there and we really don't have access to our broker. But I've gotten my broker on the phone anytime I've needed him.
Arturo, there might be a New Yorker, another New Yorker out there listening on the internet. He wants to reach out to you. Now that you have so much experience with the New Yorkers, how do they reach you?
346-464-5719. Again, that's 346-464-5719. You can also find me at Houlux Homes. That's Houlux Homes on all social media.
And thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stuart Title. I am your host, Bill Nampick, right here in Houston, Texas. No, I'm not New York. I'm right here. Not in Laguna Beach either, but I'd like to go sometime soon. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Simply go to Stuart.com/radio. That's right. You can see these fascinating guests and also go to the show archive by going to Stuart.com/radio. On behalf of all of us right here, John Bramlett, all of us at Stuart Insurance and Stuart Title, and your host, Bill Nampick, we'll see you next week, and thanks for listening.